previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
You with Wayne Lee and Charlie T, and this morning, a comfortable conversation to talk about wine is what we're going to be talking about on Algoa FM Breakfast this weekend, but more importantly, the Stoep tasting that is happening this year. I've only been once, but it's happening again, not once, but twice this year. We've asked Gordon and Rose Rice, the Karoo ambassadors, to join us in the studio with the managing director of Algoa FM as well. I'll tell you why he's here, but we welcome Gordon. Good morning. Welcome to Algoa FM.
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And Rose, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about Stoep tasting for those that have absolutely no idea what Stoep tasting is. I don't know, Gordon, if you just want to give us some background, what is Stoep tasting?
Right. How much time have you got?
Let's go.
Okay. So Stoep tasting started out 11 years ago in Graaff-Reinet, where there was a need in the market to get more tourists into the area. So Rose actually came up with the idea of getting the Cape Winelands to come down to the Karoo. And it started off very briefly with about 8 wine farms that came down. We had one or two Stoeps, and we invited people to come and experience some of the wine from the Cape, but in the Karoo. It then morphed into, 11 years later, what it is today, a massive tourist weekend in both Graaff-Reinet and New Bethesda, and it's just the coolest wine weekend in the Karoo, and it's growing and developing, but it's still got this real nice small-town charm.
All right, you mentioned two little towns that are involved this year. The first one I went to was in Graaff-Reinet. Rose, why was the decision to expand it into another town?
The bottom line is Graaff-Reinet ran out of beds.
Oh, is that what happened?
There wasn't enough space in the town, so we had to do something. So the only way we could expand was to go to the nearest, closest, next town. And New Bethesda is a charming little place. Lots of people love it.
All right, so we've got dates here, the 17th and the 18th. So you've got two weekends. You just want to run me through how that's going to work now. The format has changed somewhat this year?
Yeah, traditionally it started out as just a two-day weekend, Friday and Saturday. It then grew as the event grew into a three-day weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And after our 10th year, we realized we needed to expand it, but without it growing top-heavy. We wanted to keep that small-town country vibe, so we didn't want it to get too big and cluttered. So we decided to expand it and slow things down, and we added another weekend, which we call the sibling weekend, because it's like it's not a stepbrother, it's a Stoep brother. So we'd have two consecutive weekends, the 17th and 18th of May, and then the 23rd to the 25th of May. They're in both towns. We're going to have different wine farms on each weekend. And the idea is that our Stoep tasters, who are loyal and legion, they can choose any weekend they want to come, and they'll have a whole different experience in both towns, as well as with both in terms of wine farms.
All right, and we've got Alfie J, the MD of Algoa FM. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Morning, Wayne.
All right, these sort of events, we always talk about events that are happening in Gqeberha, in East London, and the big metros. It's important for us to get involved in these small town events as well. Algoa FM coming on board this year?
Very definitely. And you're probably wondering why.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite simple. I mean, we market Algoa FM in terms of what its true colors is in Algoa country, from the Garden Route, the Wild Coast, and inland through the Karoo. And truly, I mean, look, the Wrights and I go back almost 35 years, but aside from that, Stoep tasting is quintessentially an excellent weekend. It aligns with the lifestyle of our audience. It just works in terms of who we are and what we stand for, you know, enjoying good living and having great lifestyle experiences. But aside from that, Graaff-Reinet itself is a beautiful town. I wouldn't actually call it a small town, bluntly speaking. I mean, it might be, you know, in terms of the municipal calculation of how many people live there, but it's not about that. It's just, it's a great town. New Bethesda is very quaint, as Rose said earlier. And then, yes, I think just to cap it all off, I mean, you know, the word wine is mentioned 140 times in the Old Testament, so it's from the good earth. Wayne. We have to be there.
Good earth. All right, I mean, I've only been once, and I think it was in 2018 that, or 2019 that I went. I'm not too sure. It was before COVID. So essentially, you arrive in Graaff-Reinet, you get given a glass, and you just walk around, literally, from Stoep to Stoep, tasting different wines and eating and catering. It's just one lack of jaw.
So it's kind of like a cross between Mardi Gras and a trip to the Cape Winelands. Mm. But you're in the middle of the Karoo. You've got these beautiful old buildings. You've got New Bethesda, which adds a whole different dynamic to it. It's dusty streets. It's country, a relaxed vibe. And then you've got Graaff-Reinet that's got all that sort of the tradition and the history and the culture. So you've got two totally different experiences on the same weekend. You wander around the streets. You see the sights. It's more of a tourism weekend with a wine flavor. Because all the businesses in town, in the whole region, get involved. Everyone gets involved. So it's not just a couple of people putting together a little show. It is a massive, massive regional event now. And it's great because people come from far and wide. They come from all over the country. They come from overseas. And they just love the fact that they can wander around safely. They can wander around. They can meet some really cool wine makers. And they can be introduced to some of the best wines in Southern Africa. But by the same token, they meet up with all their mates from all over South Africa. Graaff-Reinet and New Bethesda are super central. So kind of the other nickname for Stoep Tasting is the best reunion weekend in Southern Africa.
Oh, here we go. Listen, just to put a bit of a historical twist on it, I mean, Gordon Rose, you guys can perhaps correct me if I'm wrong, but as my history memory goes, Graaff-Reinet was originally one of the food baskets of South Africa and Southern Africa, not so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when back in the old days, when all those big trek wagons and the Great Trek actually started from Graaff-Reinet, anyone who came from the coast and wanted to go inland had to go through Graaff-Reinet, and they had to resupply there. So it was the start of the motor trade in the Eastern Cape because it was a massive wagon-building town. It was, as you say, the food basket. They had to stock up with their supplies. And also it was actually a huge grape-growing area until the early 1900s, where they had a phylloxera virus that killed all the vines. But until then, it was a massive grape-growing, and they produced brandies and all sorts of stuff, and wine. So, yeah, it's got a lot of history in terms of that.
It's fantastic history there. Didn't know that. All right, so big question here is, where do I buy tickets? And obviously, if I'm planning on going for the weekend, there's accommodation that we need to book as well. Where can I go? Is there a website?
Yeah, absolutely. So we team up with Graaff-Reinet Tourism and New Bethesda Tourism. And you can get tickets on our website, which is greatwineweekends.com, or at the tourism office in Graaff-Reinet. So you can just contact the tourism office in Graaff-Reinet, talk to Kim or Tim. Accommodation, yeah, you can talk to them about accommodation. There is still some accommodation. What's happened with the extra weekend, it's managed to free up the pressure on accommodation as well as ticket sales, because we had a lot of people just couldn't get tickets. You couldn't get accommodation, so they weren't even bothering. There are tickets now, there are extra ticket allocations, but by the same token, because they're two weekends, it's not going to be as crowded, so that's going to be a bonus. You're going to have a really nice bunch of people coming, having a relaxed time, and you can get your tickets and your accommodation still.
And over the course of the next few days, all of the information around Stoep Tasting will be available on
algofm.co.za.
Our media partner.
Ah, okay. We'll see you there. Thank you so much, Gordon and Rose and Alfie J for joining us on AlgoFM Breakfast. More details on greatwineweekends.com or a little later on algofm.co.za. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. See you on the Stoops.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.